Hello and welcome to Level Up, your gaming news for today. I'm your host, Jacob Bakey, with my co-host, Logan Fondell.
Hey, how's it going?
And Brady Grable.
What's up?
No one knows why Brady is here, but he is anyway. Who even invited you? Just to get a little bit more of an insight onto your guys's and my gaming experience for the people listening, I want to talk about your guys's first ever games that you played as a child and your favorite games ever, which might be the same. Let's start with Brady.
Okay, so two of the first games I ever got were like for two different consoles. So for the Wii, I got Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Not much of a story there. My mom just got it, and that's when I started learning about all the Nintendo characters. Like, so then one Christmas, I got the Xbox 360. It was kind of the time of my life, because, like, I spent a Christmas with a couple of friends. And then, like, for Christmas with the Xbox 360, I got Skylanders, which is, like, around when I was 11, and that was the it.
How long would you, like, play these games for?
A lot.
Very in-depth detail from our friend there. Now, let's... Logan, you know what your favorite game was and your first game was?
My first game was probably Minecraft, for sure.
Minecraft?
I played it with my cousin when we first got Xbox Live. That was in 2011. We both still have our original accounts. We both have our original Xbox 360s. Mine only came with 4 gigabytes. I can't remember how many flash drives were in that Xbox because I didn't even have a hard drive.
And for those listening, 4 gigabytes is very low for an Xbox to hold, and so flash drives would be needed. But for me, wait, did you say what your favorite game was?
I didn't
Minecraft,
say
Minecraft for sure.
Minecraft is your favorite?
I didn't say what mine was.
Oh yeah, Brady, you have a favorite.
One of my favorite games was Injustice 2, and my main is The Flash.
You play The Flash?
Yeah. Not because he's just The Flash, but because he's...
You are
what
The
I,
Flash.
Yeah, but also because he's what I look for in a fighting game character.
Yeah,
he has quick movement, and I could just overwhelm my opponent with just attacks, and that's all I care about.
Yeah, you are not a heavy hitter. You're a get-in, get-out sort of fighter in those games.
Someone who can hit quick, and that way I'm
good. Yeah, but my first game ever... I'm trying to think. I had a PS2, and I think it was a wrestling game, WWE, or WCW, or one of those games. And I would play that thing nonstop because I was really into wrestling back then. And then I had like other games on that thing that were like Twisted Metal. That was a very, very old game that I used to play. One of the first times I actually got into gaming was with one of my friends. David, who doesn't go to this school anymore, he brought me over to his house to play Xbox, and he invited me, and I got to play Call of Duty and Halo for the first time, and now I've just evolved into playing my favorite games such as Rainbow Six Siege and FIFA, which in the last year
and
I have...
Rocket League, right?
Yeah, I do play Rocket League, but not very often.
Is that crossplay with PS4?
I don't know.
They really ruin games at this point. So they just try and... In my opinion, it's all about how, like, originality in gaming, and...
But it's hard to stay original.
Most of the games are
like
original nowadays. It's more Battle Royale type deals nowadays, because they got rid of the campaign mode in Black Ops now.
Well, that sounds like a topic that we will probably get back to in a little bit, Battle Royale.
Which I want to talk about because I don't play shooter games, so I wouldn't understand a thing.
Yeah, but back on to our subject where this last year, 2018, I played a total on FIFA. FIFA was my most played game with 616 hours played. Is all good and such, but one of the main conflicts between all of the gamers in the world is which gaming system is the best. And I would like your guys' input on this before. So, anyone want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Brady.
So, I'm not that smart, but... So, I don't really know what is the best, but what I have is just the PS4, the PlayStation 4. I've been just using it. It's been okay for me. Like, everyone else has Xbox, which is bad because I can't play with anyone else. It's online or cross-play. Cross-play, by the way, is like you could play a game with an Xbox One player for the PS4 player, but... So, I prefer that. And really, I've just been using it. It's been working well for me. It has everything I just want on it. Plus, I've already put a vinyl flash sticker on it to decorate it completely, so I'm not getting rid of it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Logan, anything to build off of that?
Well, I talked about the Xbox 360 already. From that, I upgraded to the Xbox One when I got it for Christmas in 2016. It was a 1 terabyte and had like GTA with it, and that's really all I asked with it. It came with 2 remotes, one was black, one was camo. After like maybe a couple months after that, I got kind of bored with that and I started, you know, thinking about getting a PC. So I sold the Xbox and got the PC I wanted. And I was not happy with that after a while, and I just went to the store. I was like, the Xbox One S came out, and I was like, and I got that, and then I've had that ever since, and now I just upgraded to the Xbox One X, and the graphics and everything are just perfect with the TV. The games are great now, I don't know.
Can I add something?
Yes, yeah, of course.
So, yeah, also, I use a Nintendo Switch because I'm one of those gamers. And I use
the sad kind.
The sad kind. But people like the Switch. Like, I like the Switch. My favorite game so far is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Whose isn't? But also, I need to get myself, like, a gaming desktop, too. Because not specifically, like, game, but I just need something that will render stuff very fastly because you just got to go fast. And the stuff I have right now, like, for recording for YouTube is just utter crap and it's just slow and I do not like that.
Yeah, because me personally, I like to take both sides of the Xbox v PS4 fight.
Also, while I need
Brady,
a capture card for my PS4, he does it. He already just has an app on the Xbox to record.
Yes, I do. And on the Xbox v PS4, PS4 does come out with a lot of games that are strictly for the PS4, which I appreciate for them because it's very
garbage.
Yeah.
Shut up, Brady. But basically, that's a very good system that they use. It's like it brings more people to them if they release good games that only that you can play on their system.
Like Spider-Man and Red Dead. Actually, is Red Dead Redemption 2 on Xbox?
Yeah, it is. Okay, it's on Xbox. And then
you go sit in your corner and you play Uncharted by yourself.
Yeah.
We're gonna play Halo because that's a better game.
I'm
not
one of those gamers.
And then there's and basically, I just play Xbox because I like it better. But I know that there are probably plenty of people that think otherwise. And I think that covers our opinions on it.
Yeah, and like, I don't really have an opinion because I don't really know like both sides of the spectrum. So if I really don't have a full understanding of both sides, then I just don't say anything.
I've played both, and the only issues I got with the PS4 is the charging. You gotta charge your remote.
Charge a remote with the Xbox? Seriously?
I have rechargeable batteries. I have a little stand, like, and then I put my chargeable batteries, and then I plug them back in the remote, and then I go to play.
Like,
then
I charge my bike remotes through the console itself. But it is kind of annoying.
I can replace. You can't replace your batteries. Yeah. You don't get to say crap about
Jazz. So that is a bit easier than I guess.
And that is our opinions on it for now.
Batteries wear down.
Yep, batteries wear down. If you're going to take anything from this, it's that batteries wear down. And next, we are going to have a guest speaker that we will introduce in a moment. For this subject, we have brought in a special guest by the name of Ashton Felderman.
How we doing, folks?
Who is a specialist in the Battle Royale community who has played both Fortnite and Battlefield 4 Blackout. And my first question... Yes.
Battlefield 4.
I realize I said Battlefield 4 when it's Black Ops 4, but...
Well, okay. I played H1Z1.
Okay.
Fortnite and
Black Ops. Oh, you also played H1Z1, one of the original Battle Royales. So, my question is, why do you think that games, especially Fortnite, that include Battle Royale modes, have grown, especially in the last year?
I think just because of how it's free to play, and you can play it on basically anything, and it's constantly updating. Like, it's constantly
getting
new skins, new pickaxes, new gliders, new emotes, and just to completely change up everything, so...
Yeah, it's like, the thing about it is, it is constantly changing. It's always giving the players something new, something different, and...
Get out.
Its abilities to build in the game is actually fairly... is very unique, which I think is part of the reason that it's grown. And
I don't know anything about shitty games because I don't like them, so I don't know. I'm talking a whole lot in this segment, so yay.
And the thing about Fortnite is that it's a fun game. I don't mind playing it, but I don't play it that often, and it's got a lot of fun moments.
I'll never play Fortnite again. More on that later.
Okay, but so are there anything about Fortnite that just sticks out to you, like any funny moments that you've had or anything along those lines?
You know, the main thing that I focus on, or that I really remember, is how broken the zip lines are, because I hit a zip line once and I was in midair. All of a sudden, I fell to my death, like, 3 times within 4 games. I was like,
That might get censored, okay.
It might get censored. This is only just the school.
Yeah, but... Yeah, it's one of those games that it's just...
8-year-olds rage.
It has its
their
times.
It has its times that it's great. It has its times that it's horrible at each, and you have to get good at it. So, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and thank you for your input.
Yeah. One last question.
Oh no. God.
If you stop someone from punching you in the face, does that mean you pull the strike? And if I buy a bigger bet, does that mean I have more or less bedroom?
Okay, with that, we're going to end the segment. On that previous note, do either of you have any funny moments with gamings or stories that you'd like to tell?
Yeah.
Brady?
So, I have a 12-year-old brother, all right? And he plays Fortnite. He used to play Fortnite. And he's lucky to even be able to look at my PS4 anymore. So, what happened was, like, he's been playing Fortnite. And then he's just been getting all these skins, so I don't really know what's going on. He has to get it for V-Bucks. He's just like, okay, I think mom's...
V-Bucks are in-game currency for Fortnite that you have to buy, for anyone who doesn't know.
My mom's just been getting him all this stuff, and it's just like for V-Bucks, and it's just like, you know what, okay, like, I'm not gonna let it be. I don't play Fortnite. So then, one day when I go in my PS4, it shows that I am completely logged out of my online PlayStation 4 PlayStation account. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So then, like, I couldn't figure it out. So I had my mom, like, call the company and see, like, the tech support or whatever and see, like, what was going on. So then they looked in, my account was, like, what was happening was that we were being charged $300 or something. And, like, we didn't know what it was.
$300?
Over $300. Jeez. So I went into my email. I check it out. And it turns out there is over $300 spent in V-Bucks. So then I go to my brother. And then he goes, comes up with this bullcrap excuse, like, oh, I think our system has been hacked.
Which in itself could happen, but I don't.
Could happen, but why would someone hack our account so that we can charge, so that it could be charged to a company that's not even going toward them? What ended up happening was, is that my mom didn't pay the $300 fine. So what I had to do was, and it wouldn't let me log in with like any other account. So what I had to do was, I had to wipe my entire system with all my saved game data in it, with all my DLCs that I have spent money on. And I had to get a new account just so that I could play it online, just so I could do anything. Because it wouldn't let me do anything when I wasn't signed into the PlayStation Online. And then from there on, we don't have Fortnite anymore. And that's why he's lucky to be even able to look at the PS4.
Big chunks.
Well, that's... Why didn't you look at your emails beforehand?
Because I don't check my emails.
Fair enough, okay. Well... One time that I was playing a game called Rocket League, and I was doing a 1v1, and I started off really poorly. The dude scored 3 goals in like 20 seconds, and after that he just writes in chat, "Wow, you suck." I beat him 6-3, and he and the thing is, because of the score that I beat him by, he didn't even finish the game. He left early. And I was just like, who sucks now?
You should tell him one of Derek's raging moments.
And then we have... Oh, and then there's our friend Derek, who is unavailable. And I was in the party for this, where he and I were playing a game called Rainbow Six Siege. And I was on my phone, kind of just messing around, and I look at him, and all I see is him die, and all I hear is, and that's just the sound of him throwing his freaking headset across the room, and he comes back, and he's just like, I'm not upset, I'm not upset, I'm not upset.
But in reality, he's upset.
And a week later, I broke my headset the same exact way. I am upset.
Isn't everyone? Yeah. That's why I don't play shooting games or anything. I didn't used to play online games for that specific reason, because my rages weren't any better than a 9-year-old's.
You are a 9-year-old.
Well, that's probably going to be it for today. Do either of you have anything you would like to say, like a thank you for the listeners listening in for today?
Big Chungus lives on.
Okay, sure he does.
The last thing you want in your Burger King lettuce is Burger King.
And with that, we are going to end this. But first, I would like to give a special thanks to all of our guests and co-hosts for sharing their time with me today. This has been Level Up. Be sure to keep calm and clutch up.
Level Up!